Tour podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. Ni hao, huaning. This is another interview of StartupRadio.io, the world's first internet radio station for startups and tech companies, as well as the authority on German startups. Today, I have an startup here that you guys may remember if you're a long-time subscriber to our podcast, because we just realized the publication of the video was almost 2 years ago in June 2019, where we had a very, very early look at Zacks Power. Therefore, Lei, I would like to welcome you here. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Thank you. And you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. A little disclaimer here. We have summer. It's already very warm. And outside, there's a big thunderstorm going on. So maybe you hear some sounds and maybe some interruptions. We're very sorry about that. But apparently, it already passed over you because you guys are headquartered in Ulm. Tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing. Update we had was that you're a very young company. You barely had a website back then. Right now, you don't have really social media channels. So we'll only link your website here, and that you're working on a groundbreaking technology for batteries, especially for cars. So give us a little update what happened in the last approximately 2 years.
Yeah, Joe, it's already 2 years ago that we met first time in Frankfurt. And since that time, that was June 2019, we continue to develop our new battery packs with lithium iron battery cells. And our technology is totally different from the current technology on the market. We have battery packs which can give out alternative current without inverter. So this is a very different technology compared with the current one, or conventionally batteries, they all need inverter to give out alternative current, but we don't need that. And we can also increase the lifespan of a battery up to 40%. And we can also reduce the hazard fire risk on battery packs up to 90%. And so since 2 years, we have developed our first product. This is a solar battery storage for home use. And the development is totally finished. And now we start to produce the first small series in this year and put on the market. The first prototype are already delivered to the customers, and they all run very well. So we are very happy that the first prototype give us very good feedback from the customers. And now in this autumn, we will start production of small series and go on to put the mass production next year in the German and European market. And perhaps we'll also go to the US market in 1 year.
My understanding is, first, you took a few pages out of the Tesla playbook, because they are also car producer, but they also started with whole solar systems. And secondly, can you explain, like, to all the non-engineers, including me, what an inverter is and what it does? But my understanding is, if you don't need it, you save money as a car producer.
Yes. Usually, you know, batteries with lithium iron cells, they can only give out this direct current, and you cannot drive any kind of machines with direct current. So what you need is an inverter, which can change the direct current to alternative current. And then after that, after the inverter, you get alternative current, and then you can drive everything. You can drive your refrigerator. You can drive your television and everything in your house waste your electricity. Okay, and also if you have an electric car and you need also to charge it with alternative current, and if you have an electric boat and you have also to drive your electric motor in the boat with alternative current. So with current technology which are all on the market, you need always an inverter. And inverter is quite expensive, and inverter and they can also out of order for after very short time, and sometimes they are out of order after 2 or 3 years. So you then need a new inverter, but we have a new technology which is totally no need of inverter. And this is we have a name for this new technology. It's a digital AC battery, and there are only a few technical teams in the whole world which get this breakthrough in digital AC batteries. And I think we are now quite in the front of all these technical teams around the world.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking a lot about cars when we did the first interview. Why did you stray away from cars and other heavy machinery for now?
So we have tried to do the development for cars and also heavy machines at the beginning. We also visited a very famous manufacturer of cars in the south of Germany. And then they told us that the development of a car, it's a very long term. So you will need the manufacturer of automotive, they will need at least 5 years to put a new technology in the construction, in the planning of your, of their car models. And then you will need another 5 years to get a certification of vehicle types. For us, it means we will take totally about 10 years to develop a car with our technology. And this is a too long time for us and to survive. So I think for us, it is very important that we can get the technology first in a product which can bring us turnover in very short time so that we can survive. So we made the decision that we were developed at first Zola home use storage with our technology, and then put this product on the market very quickly. And then this is a very good chance for us to improve the technology in the beginning and make sure that our technology can work very sure and successful. After that, I think we will start our development in automotive.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think it may take until you are working actively in automotive?
We plan to start the access in the automotive in about 3 years. Actually, we like to start a system with our technology for e-driven systems in the electric boat just in 1 year. We will not start electrical drive in automotive directly because the technical requirement is very high. So we will start in the electrical drive in a boat. It is very easy for us to realize that. And I think we will start that very quickly, just next year. And then perhaps it's possible to start the electrical drive for electrical cars, vehicles, trucks in 3 years.
What comes to mind are the electronic bicycles, but I'm not sure if your battery is small enough to power one of them.
Yes, of course. But the system for the electrical system for electric bicycles is quite easy, so they don't need so high technical requirements. So actually, they don't need our system for electric bicycle because, you know, in electric bicycles, they only need a system with very low voltage, about 48 volts. And actually, this is too easy. And our system is suitable for high voltage systems such like 230 volt or electric cars, increase the voltage up to 400 or so, you know, Porsche, they increase the voltage to 800 volts. So our system is excellent for such kind of electric cars, but it will be too high for electric bicycles. They don't need our system.
I see. And no chance to power up toaster directly with your battery. Okay, got that. Since we talked last time, you could also convince a local investor as well as Silicon Valley-based VC Walden International to invest in your company. What are you going to do with that money?
We got investment from venture capital from USA, California, Warden International, and also from a local bank, Sparkasse, Biberach, Chancen Capital, and they both invest in our company. We will use this money to develop the following products. Now, the first product, as you know, this is solar home use storage, and then market feedback is very good, and we would like to develop a new product with doubled capacity of than the first one. The first one has only 5 kilowatt hour, and this is suitable for the European market, but it looks like a little bit too small for the US market. You know, the US Americans, they need a lot of electricity for everything. They have big fridge and they have everything at home with electricity. So the first product, 5 kilowatt hour storage, is a little bit too small for the US market. So we will develop at a second step the 10 kilowatt hour storage for US. And then we also develop electrical drive for boat. And of course, we got also requests for mega storage, you know. Also in China, USA, and Europe, Germany, the people are looking for mega storage to storage electricity from wind, from solar parks. And we don't talk about the small solar plants on the home. And there are a lot of large solar plants in Germany, in the forest, or so nearby the highway, you see a lot of large solar plants, and they need actually very large storage called mega storage. And our technique is also very good for such kind of mega storage. And this is also the next step for us to develop.
You're talking about development, but my understanding is you are also working on serial production as well, so meaning output in industrial quantities?
Yes, of course, yes. Yes, because the first product, the development of first product is already finished. So then now we just like to start production of small series this year. And then if we are sure that the system can work very, very successful, we will start a production of mass production next year in 2022. Just from January, we'll start a mass production. And then we will also need a working capital for the production and also for the sales. You know, sales is also quite expensive. And then we will also go to international fair in Munich in October. And there is a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you guys are currently looking for investors to help you scale up next year the production as well as international expansion. And my understanding is you look for good mechanical and electrical engineers, and also for partners who actually want to use your batteries and implement them in your product. And as we said, electric toothbrushes and toasters, they're out.
Yes, exactly, exactly, Joe. Yeah. We are looking for a partner because we got the first investment already from the Warden International and Sparkasse Biberach Chancen Capture. And then we can scale our production and also development very quickly. And then we are looking at the first strategic partners for our expansion. And then that will be very important for us to get the right partner who can bring us also very interesting industry products and industry projects and to develop new products together with us.
Mm-hmm. And my understanding is everything from a car and bigger leading to the energy storage needs when industrial nations convert their energy production from very reliable fossil fuels, atomic fuels, to something that is not as predictable in terms of wind energy and solar energy. That's also a way you can work, right?
Yes, of course, yes. Our technology can be implemented in a lot of kinds of different machines and cars, vehicles, and different use of also stationary storage, etc. So we are just looking for all kinds of partners, not only in stationary storage, just also in dynamic products.
That means what I had in mind when you started talking, yes, of course, ships, but also what I had in mind are the big construction vehicles you have out there, from the trucks to the cranes to the whatever is out there. That's also something you're thinking about, like heavy construction machinery, as well as, for example, heavy farming machinery. That will be what you're looking for right now.
Yes, of course, yes. We will try to, because I'm previously also engineer from Liebherr Group. You know, Liebherr Group is famous in the construction machines. So we are just also in contact with Liebherr to try to arrange a project, a common project in the construction machine. That's also our intention to get our technology in mobile construction machines, mobile working machinery.
Yes, I remember Liebherr. They're very interesting because they are constructing like very heavy trucks. You know, for example, from digging up coal or something like that, like the really heavy ones that can't go onto streets, like the big telescopic cranes. But also, most people will know them because they're also building refrigerators.
Yes, of course, yes. Yeah, Liebherr is a very good company. I have worked in Liebherr for very long times, and Liebherr is also a very, very innovative company. And I think perhaps we can work with Liebherr together to get the first electrical mobile crane on the road. That will be a very interesting project. We are just talking about that, but I'm still not sure if they can work with us together, but we will work on that.
Mm-hmm. It's Liebherr, maybe one of the many, many names, because Germany is the country of hidden champions. Many people have never heard about. I just saw that they made something above 12 billion revenue in 2019. So they're not the smallest company out there. So we checked all the point. What you did since, you got investment, you are going to scale up your production on global level, and you're going to develop new products for which you need more engineers and salespeople. Anything important left we may have missed?
Oh, yes. Since we are just want to scale to expand our business, so we really need support from good engineers. I think the first important is really to get very good people in our teams. We have already very good engineers in our team. We have engineer from construction machinery, and we have also engineer from electrical engineers. But it's they are not enough engineer in team. So we will say welcome to all young engineers, young or old, and electrical engineer or mechanical engineer, or also sales experts. We need everybody.
You need everybody. Okay. Okay. Takes everybody. Check. Everybody who want to apply now, go down here in the show notes. There's a link to your company's website, and there, I do believe via contact, you can basically say, "Hey guys, I heard you on Startup Radio. I want to get hired." And that should be all the deal, right?
Yes.
Great. So thank you very much. Xixie. And, hope to have you back in like 2 years for another update.
Yes, of course. Yeah. See you in 2 years.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
If you are a professional looking at the European startup scene, Germany is a place you cannot miss. Fortunately for you, there is StartupRad.io, the authority on German startups. This English-only podcast brings you fresh interviews each week. Most likely, you have never heard or read anything on these startups before in English, but you will in the future. Be ahead of the curve and subscribe to StartupRad.io podcast, or check for the StartupRad.io internet radio station. Check your Alexa for the StartupRad.io skill as well.